It's Roll Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here on the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. They saw 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
But go under the sea. Under the sea, nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook up. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, did the earth start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The newt play the flute, the cop play the harp, the players play the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass play the brass, the chub play the tub. The flute is the duke of soul. The way he can play the names on the strings, the chub rocking on the blackfish. He sings his belt and his front, they know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow.
It's been quite some time since Royal Radio actually hit the airwaves and the podcast zones, etc. But he's back. Who's back? Ollie's back from the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. How are you, Oliver?
Not too bad, Alex. Yourself?
Yeah, okay. Okay. Good. And our special guest today from Bucharest, Romania, Anna Coșcanel. How are you, Anna?
I'm good, Alex. Thank you.
Excellent. Anna, of course, could have been the Romanian Little Mermaid, but she isn't. But you were going to see that because that is a wonderful production that is currently running at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, and it features...
Hi, this is Amelia Lilly, and you're listening to Siren Radio on Royal Radio.
There we are, you see.
Look at that all lined up. See that? That's yeah. Beautifully done.
Bit of production for you there, all sorted through. Yeah, she did it in one take as well. And she's back, of course, as the lead in Little Mermaid? Or?
She's the sea witch.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So George A.'s Cowley.
Of course.
If you might remember from Cinderella and countless other productions will be The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Although Georgia didn't do an ident for us because we didn't ask her, basically.
We'll do that sorted next time.
I think so. You know, but it's nice to see that Amelia, we don't forget. In fact, if you think you wanted to have some routine, well, it's quite simple.
Hi, this is Amelia Lilly, and you're listening to Siren Radio on Royal Radio.
Excellent. And that, Anna, is what you call a Northern actress accent there. Okay?
Good to know.
Critical for that. Okay, so Pumpkin the Westie.
Yes. Pumpkin is back. So Pumpkin, she first performed for us last year in The Wizard of Oz as Toto, obviously. Did a few performances then, and then she was back during Aladdin. She did 2 days then with Ian Waite, basically Ian Waite's little sidekick. Mm-hmm. And audience just love her. So we spoke with Tammy Pumpkin's owner, who also runs
the person
charity.
Pumpkin chooses to stay with.
That's, I was trying to work out the best way of doing that. That's better. And they're really keen to get back out on stage. And the great thing is, obviously, she doesn't just pull on the heartstrings for people that watches, but it's great to kind of do a bit of support for her charity as well. Who have, I think when I was chatting to Tammy the other day, they've funded over 800 wheelchairs for dogs now.
Wow.
Which in the year and a half, 2 years that they've been going is bonkers, really. So just to be a small part of that little nugget is really nice. Yeah.
Now, Anna, did you see Pumpkin the Westie for the Christmas pantomime?
I don't think she was in the day you came. No,
I wasn't. No.
Unfortunately not.
Unfortunately. Yeah. I have to, maybe.
I mean, this is something that could be there. Of course, that was your first experience of a British pantomime.
Yes.
Back in the day. Now, of course, it's an Easter pantomime. And as we said, it's The Adventures of the Little Mermaid. I suspect it's a full sellout. Or are tickets still available?
No, still tickets available. Wow. Yep. Okay. Still some there, so get them all hot.
Well, I mean, again, for the people who are listening to this on Siren Radio, on the FM routine, Anna and myself will be heading off to see this, actually this very evening. The evening of the 7th of April.
And we are so looking forward to it.
Exactly.
The right thing to say. Very good.
Yeah, all sorted through on that basis. So any questions, Annie, you'd like to put to Ollie about this fabulous production, The Adventures of the Little Mermaid, starring, of course, Georgia Hayes Cowley and Amelia Lilly and Pumpkin the Westie?
So I do have lots of questions, but the first one and the most obvious one was, how did you choose The Little Mermaid for Easter?
That's a really good question. So we have... if people aren't, I've seen The Jungle Book. What else was there? I'm trying to think. I think the original Wizard of Oz used, and we've got this revolving stage which has this middle structure, which is just, it's incredible to look at. And we're always like, it's a shame not to use that. So we've been using that for Easter productions and just basically repainting it. So I think Natalie, the artistic director of the theatre, I think she always had this idea of it looked a bit like a mermaid kind of cove. So I think in a background, that had her head really. And I think she also stumbled across a really nice mermaid costume once, to be honest with you. Oh. And she's like, that's it. I think also the last couple of years, obviously the Little Mermaid's been quite popular. But this actually is, it's almost like a prequel to The Little Mermaid. So it's Ariel, or we call it Aria in our performance, before The Little Mermaid. So the performance, I believe, ends as the film kind of begins.
Wow. Okay. It's like a pre-origin story.
Exactly, yes. Everybody loves a pre-origin story.
Very,
very
impressive.
Very marvelous, isn't it?
An underwater adventure at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. Now, it is underwater, and obviously there are an awful lot of electrics there.
Yes.
Health and safety issues?
Yeah, always. We like to make sure everything's on top of there, yes.
Mm, I think so. I think that's just important. Anything else you'd like to add, Anna?
Yes. Since you brought up issues, I wanted to ask, what was the biggest challenge that you came across when doing this production for Ariel now?
That's a very good question. Which, you know, when the tech started last week, and at this point, I tend to stay out of the way. That's what I find is the best option.
It's like the number of people who actually get panic attacks when they think about DIY.
Yes.
But actually, you know, 80% of us actually just have panic attacks when we mention the words "do it yourself."
That's
it's,
it. Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah,
you know?
Just stay out of the way.
Precisely.
We have a great stage team led by Ian, Ben, and Barney, who they do a great job of getting all the set together. But we have Duncan come in, he paints the set. So honest answer, I'm not sure. If you ask those guys, probably getting the revolve in, because it's incredibly, incredibly heavy, and getting that set down. But once that's on, it's all over to... They're very artistic, all those guys. They love just getting involved and painting bits and cutting stuff up. Like, they were cutting seaweed up yesterday. Obviously not seaweed, it's just a bit cloth. But it's very...
Yeah, because obviously if it was seaweed, you'd have to have a licence from King Charles to actually collect that seaweed to use it for a profit.
I did not know that. Really? Is that the case?
This is true. You can't just pick up seaweed at the beach in Britain.
Too right, by the way.
Really?
Too right.
Exactly.
You have to have
permission from the royal authorities.
How hard is that to get, then, doing that? Have you tried?
Don't go into that scenario.
Okay, right,
we still want to keep our New Year's honours open. Really,
of course, yes.
It's very important. From the Department of Tenuous Links, well, we had a tenuous link at the start with, of course, the Disney theme to Under the Sea, which doesn't feature in this prequel, as you might expect, you know, underwater adventure at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. And neither does this one from Dean Friedman, but it is a classic from back in the day, Ariel.
Way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, I met a young girl. silhouette of a Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote a number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said, hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. She forgot to tell me that she didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor. Going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
Thank you, Dean. It's time he came back on the Midweek Drive Live, actually. Dean Friedman, ace singer-songwriter from the States. Maybe he might come along to the New Theatre Royal one of these days. Something that is happening at the New Theatre Royal is, of course, Mumford & Sons, or rather than just Mumford & Sons, it's the Mumford & Sons...
Awake My Soul, the show's called.
Awake My Soul.
Yes.
Exactly.
So it's a tribute, I suppose, to Mumford & Sons.
Well, you know, they are a fine band who have created a whole range of elements within that and deserve to have that whole sort of sequence put into place. Are you familiar, Anna, with Mumford & Sons?
To be honest, I was just about to search them up. I'm not that familiar with them, unfortunately.
Perfectly okay. I mean, let's just talk a little bit retrospective in terms of some of the things that have been around up until this point in April. Yeah. It's been a fairly successful January, February and March, I gather.
It has, yeah. It's one of those ones where it came off the back of our Christmas Panto Aladdin, which was another record break for us, which was brilliant. And yet the momentum has just kind of continued throughout. So we've had some really great shows. We've had a John Godber's Bouncers with us last month, which obviously is a huge play. It's one of the most performed plays in the UK. And I think the National Theatre voted it one of the plays of the century. So it's quite got some accolades there.
Coming from Hull, of course.
Yes, indeed, yeah. And John actually came to watch the performance when he was here. So, and the cast loved it here, so hopefully... in the near future, that might be one to revisit, hopefully.
And you mentioned, of course, the last pantomime. Of course, tickets are already available for the 3rd of December 2024 to the 5th of January 2025, in which you can look into the magic mirror and book your tickets for the fairest panto of them all. That, of course, is Snow White.
Yes, I mean, we haven't even got Easter over yet. We're already looking at Christmas. So, yeah.
And that is the story of life in the theatre. It continues to carry on in its own very merry way. Let's go back to Mumford & Sons now, because there's one of several musical things that are coming through in terms of that. Do you have any particular sort of favourites? I mean, we've had, obviously, the hits of ABBA in Arrival. Yeah. We've had several Drunken Nights, seven Drunken Nights. I want you to think as a child that several meant seven. And I was
difficult to work through
that. Yeah, I just sort of still...
Those quirks.
One of those bizarre quirks of the whole sequence. But Awake My Soul, the Mumford and Sons story on Saturday the 20th of April. The incredible live concert celebrating Mumford and Sons, one of the most famous British folk rock bands of the 21st century, and their unique sound. Anna, you haven't heard of these before. Would you like to have Believe by Mumford and Sons?
I would love to.
You may call it in this evening, but you've only lost the night. Preset all your pretty feelings, may they comfort you tonight. And I'm climbing over something, and I'm running through these walls. I don't even know if I believe. I don't even know if I believe. I don't even know if I believe everything you're trying to say to me.
course we believe in The Little Mermaid. Of course we do. Oh, no, that's Peter Pan. Different line entirely. But still, there was a kind of connection there in terms of love for excellence. Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Okay, up next, we'll be finding out what this next little artist has to do with the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. All this and more after this little number.
That's Siren Radio. Turn up everyone, save a siren sounds. From Lincoln to Miami, Paris to LA, our global community wants to hear it play. Students participate, keep on keeping up, keep on keeping up.
Sorry, Radio.
Keep on keeping up.
Sorry, Radio.
Keep on keeping up.
Sorry, Radio.
Keep on keeping up. Safe, Siren Radio.
Sun and light,
I'll rock with you.
So was it Victoria Simmons and her take on Save Siren Radio, or was it indeed Michael Jackson? Well, I think you'll find it was the King of Pop. Yeah, so it was Victoria then. No, it was Michael Jackson, who isn't being resuscitated from the great beyond. Well, that would have been interesting, wouldn't it, really?
It would have been something, that, yeah.
It would have been, it could have been a live-action member of a Thriller, really. Could have actually been one of the zombie
yeah.
people. Maybe not. Anyway, King of Pop is a... Is it a tribute, or is it effectively more than a tribute with the world's leading Michael Jackson tribute artist, Navi?
Well, it is a tribute, but Navi himself... Michael Jackson actually asked him to be a body double a couple of times when he needed to be places, and he also had him perform at one of his birthday parties as well. So Navi actually did know Michael Jackson himself. And Jennifer Batten, who is the guitarist on the show, really knew Michael. So she toured with him on three of his world tours, and now she's coming to Lincoln, which is really cool. She's been here the last couple of times when King of Pop's been here. The show's always really, really popular. I think there's only a handful of seats left at the moment, actually, so...
An incredible band of dancers, of Navi, of course, and Jennifer, taking you closer than ever to the original Michael Jackson concert.
There we go. One, I always wanted to see that, you know.
Really? Oh,
as a kid, I used to moonwalk all over the place. Really? Well, attempt to, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's that kind of backwards scenario that was very popular in the 80s.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fast. Did you moonwalk in Bucharest, Anna?
At times, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we will be asking Anna which show she's particularly looking forward to, and there's a whole range to obviously be selected from as we continue our little wander through April and May time, because, of course, the music just never stops when it comes to the new theatre on Lincoln. It just carries on in oh so many ways. Chaka Khan.
Yes.
So many different choices we can actually make for Chaka Khan in terms of possible tunes.
Yeah.
But would you like to just share with us, before we go down that musical line, what people expect with the music of Chaka Khan on Friday, the 24th of May?
Yeah, so this is a new show to us, actually. I think it's a new show altogether, but it's basically going to take you through... she's a multi-Grammy award-winning artist, I believe, wasn't she? Mm. It's going to take you through all her great hits. So I'm Every Woman, and Buddy, I Feel For You, which is a personal... Talking of moonwalking, I used to be... Well, mediocre beginners breakdancing to I Feel For You back in my youth. So yeah, I've been listening to that on repeat in the office. But yeah, I think when the show came through, I thought, really, a tribute to Chaka Khan? And then I just looked through her song list. I was like,
discography.
Fair enough. Yeah, discography. Right. Oh, very good. I was like, gosh, she has brought some absolute bangers out here. So yeah, looking forward to this one.
Well, I think you've already answered the whole thing. I was thinking maybe I'm Every Woman. I was thinking perhaps The Joys of Ain't Nobody. But no, you've made the choice.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock you, rock you. We'll be right back. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Feel for you.
Honestly, you didn't need to spin around on your head in quite that sort of manner, really. It's, you know, I know we've got a reasonable space in the studio, but break down. No, just calm down.
Just because of TikTok content, that's
just
all.
True. It's always very important. Royal Opera House cinema season is also happening in the near future at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, with eight particular wondrous scenarios here. Carmen, Manon, the Macmillan triple, which sounds like a very interesting manoeuvre, really.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, and it's actually, that one is a... Macmillan, sorry, is that Macmillan? Did you say that one?
I did say the Macmillan
yeah,
triple.
So that's it's a three act ballet piece, basically paying tribute to Kenneth Macmillan, who was the Royal Ballet director between 1970 and 1977.
Not to be confused with Harold Macmillan, who was British Prime Minister.
No.
Towards the end of the 50s and early 60s.
Him dancing ballet might be quite a sight as
and
well.
And he did say you never had it so good.
Well, there you go.
So there could be a message there. Swan Lake, of course, being in there. And this little number, which is actually a whole series of presentations dance-wise to this particular band.
Rescue me before I fall into despair.
spectacular new dance theatre show from five-time Olivier Award nominee Kate Prince. Inspired by and set to the iconic hits of 17-time Grammy Award winning artist Sting. Can Sting take credit for The Police? So is that not a consummate trio with Gordon Sumner and Stuart Copeland?
I'd say that was a trio, surely.
Do you know why he was called Sting?
You're going to tell me, go for it.
Because when he started off his life as a teacher, he used to wear a jumper which had yellow and red and black stripes on. And his children used to refer to him, or the children he taught, used to refer to him as Sting because of that.
So, that is brilliant. I'm going to use that, thank you.
Otherwise, he'd just be Gordon Sumner.
Yeah, it's not quite the same, is it?
Not really. So there we are. So it goes. And would have created all that end of confusion with other sort of Gordons who are involved as well. So.
Yeah.
There you go. The real reason Sting was called Sting from that point of view. And the Royal Opera House screening of Message in a Bottle can be viewed on Thursday, the 30th of May. So,
it'd be a different one, that.
And also that sort of time where I always feel slightly sad because it's the last bank holiday we have before the August bank holiday, really.
It's
not on the Thursday, but it's around about that time.
I was
going to
say it's a bizarre day for yeah. There's too many bank holidays in May, isn't there? Oh, can there be too many bank holidays?
No. Okay, no. I think we only have two, as far as I'm aware. May Day, and then do we have one at the end of May?
Yeah, normally it's two in May, isn't there? Yeah.
Listen, you know, in Bucharest, they haven't even celebrated Easter yet. That doesn't happen
on
May.
It's on the 5th of May.
Yeah, so there we have it.
So many questions. Okay.
Yeah. And then we have a bank holiday on the 31st of, no, on the 1st of May, and another one on the 1st of June, and we have a lot of bank holidays. Mm. I miss that.
There we go, get ourselves over there then.
Well, so it good. Has been said. Yeah, very important. So any other questions you want to put to our main man, Ollie, whilst he's with us in the studio for Royal Radio, Anna?
Yes, so I warned you earlier that I do have a question that I want to ask you right now, being on air. So, from The Little Mermaid,
yes,
you have to be biased now.
Right.
Who is your favourite actor and who is your least favourite?
So well, no pressure on that one then, Ollie.
Where's that door to get Harvey? At least, I cannot say least because that would be outrageous.
Honourable mentions?
Nice try. I'm going to sound like a politician now. I've met George, obviously. I've known George since she was probably about 5 years old. Camilla, I've met a few times as well. She's done a few shows, so they're lovely. But I've literally met Dan, Alex, Patrick and Amelia for the first time a couple of days ago. And this cast themselves seem like such a nice group already. They're really getting on, bonding well. So honest answer is all of them. They're all very lovely. I'm sure they'll all do a grand job. But yeah, good try.
This is the most politically correct answer you can get.
Apart from, I couldn't possibly comment.
No.
Which is another line of that. Would you like to listen to some Amelia Lilly singing You Bring Me Joy?
Why not?
I'm not afraid to die.
You Bring Me Joy, Amelia Lilly, who probably will not be singing that in the
No, that was cost too much of royalties, that does.
Never mind. Okay, so Zef Churchill is something else we want to actually mention. Hilarious in parts and poignant in others, according to the Spalding Today.
Yes, this is a really interesting one. The show's been described as knicker-drenchingly good. So Zef is she's a retired nurse, actually from Spalding, so local, but she has taken his show across the country. And she basically is going to come on and talk mainly through the menopause and talk about all the kind of the funny stories that she's encountered throughout her years as a nurse, but then also with like an educational twist on it. She's popped into the theatre a few times and I've heard some of the stories she's got and they're incredibly funny. She's got a few little songs as well that she's put together. Just like a really, really nice lady, so I'm looking forward to her coming along.
I don't think ever in the history of theatrical criticism have I had the words knicker-wettingly funny.
I know, right, there we go.
We make of it what you will.
Yes.
Anna, any other questions or re-questions you'd like to put to our co-host here? Present.
So I was thinking, you told me about the process of choosing the actors for the play, and I just wanted to ask you, for the Christmas one that you already have in mind, did the process started or is going to start anytime soon?
It's one of those ones, it's a back burner, I'd say. So Natalie, she has already got an idea of who she wants for certain roles, I think. And I think she might have already started chatting to a couple of people. But like we chatted about off air, it's quite a long process and there's a lot of things to consider. And obviously with things like The Little Mermaid in between them, we've also got...
Nicole Kidman sometimes has other things to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll give a little call. You've got a number.
That's exciting.
Yeah. We've also got another show in September, Strictly Cabaret X, which has taken up a lot of our time. So she's been casting for that, which involves an X Factor and a Strictly Come Dancing star. So that's taken a bit of headway as well. So, which I can't announce yet, but we've announced very soon who they are, which is exciting. So I think she's got ideas, but it hasn't fully kicked in yet. Once The Little Mermaid's out of the way, I think it will then start ramping up again. Okay. As it gets closer to the time, you get more stressed about who we've got.
And in terms of clearly the upcoming dates, let's not forget Comedy Nights at the Royal, always good. 23rd of May, 25th of July and 26th of September.
Yeah, we've already got our next 23rd of May. That lineup's confirmed. It includes Alan Cochrane as well, who's been on Mock the Week and various other TV shows like that.
Just goes to show everything's happening as far as the new Theatre Royal Lincoln is actually concerned. Time for more police.
Step you take, I'll be watching you.
And you've been listening and possibly watching as well, if you've been listening to the podcast and watching it, to Royal Radio. Oh, you've been using one of those sensors. Maybe even smelling it. Maybe we should actually have smell-o-vision as well in terms of this whole system. Anna, what show are you most looking forward to as far as the new Theatre Royal Lincoln is concerned over the next few months?
So there are so many titles here that I wish I could go to, and probably I will go to a few, but the one that I'm most excited about is, and please do not laugh, is on Sunday the 26th of May, which is Rapunzel.
Wow.
I'm not going to laugh. That's a good choice. Yeah. Good family show.
Who doesn't love a princess with long blonde hair that makes her way through life?
Sounds good to me. I could do one of them, yeah.
Interesting. And slightly left field as well. I thought you were actually gone for the Adventures of the Mermaid.
We can't win them all, can we?
It's not the Adventures. It's the Easter pantomime. It's the Adventures of the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
It's not the Adventures of the Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Exactly. Join us under the sea for laughter and fun. The perfect Easter treat for everyone. This has been an Easter special for... Resonance. No, it hasn't. It's been for Royal Radio. You know, script. You just sort of write the script perfectly, and suddenly you think, which show? It was Royal Radio. That's exactly it. And are you up for another Royal Radio in the near future? When, of course, you can get away from David Harding Price and his,
yes, I know. He's got hold of me at the moment, hasn't he? Yeah, and always, Alex, always.
Excellent stuff. Okay, how can people actually get in touch with the new Theatre Royal Lincoln and find out all about the wonderful things that you've actually got through the medium of X, through the medium of Facebook, through the medium of the socials in general?
Yeah, we've been on, like yourselves, we're on TikTok as well now. So, yeah, every single social media, we're there. Or you can visit our website, ntrlincoln.co.uk, box office 01522 519999, or just pop in and say hello. We're quite a nice team over there. So,
do people still use the telephone to call you up?
Surprisingly so, yeah.
It's almost like trying to get places for a museum in London. And that's never mind. Anna Koshkinel, thank you. And, of course, thank you, Oliver.
Cheers, Alex.
Keep on keeping on.
Causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd try to hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get duller. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes?